Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations this Tuesday of the 12th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we look once again to question 31 of the Heidelberg Catechism. As noted last time, Jesus, who is our Savior, was ordained by God the Father with all authority and was given the title Christ. As we ask and answer in Heidelberg Catechism question 31, why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption, and our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. In looking to Jesus Christ, or Jesus the Christ, we recognize that he was anointed to fulfill three distinct roles, or offices, as they are often called, in relation to the people of God. These offices are that of prophet, priest, and king. Today we look to the first of those offices, that Jesus is our chief prophet and teacher, as we confess. Jesus was anointed, or ordained, as we saw last time, by the Father, in that he was given all authority to fulfill the purposes of God in his role as Messiah. The first specific way he does so is in the office of prophet or teacher. An Old Testament prophet was one called by God to speak the word of God to his people, and sometimes to the rest of the world. Sometimes a prophet foretold the future, which is what most people think of when they think of a prophet, but more often he merely spoke the word of God as he was moved by the Holy Spirit. Moses was a prophet, Samuel was a prophet, Elijah was a prophet, Isaiah was a prophet, Micah was a prophet, John the Baptist was a prophet, as were many others. All were ordained, chosen, and decreed by God to speak his word. But Jesus, when he came, was ordained as the chief prophet, the prophet above all prophets, for he came as the Word made flesh, John tells us in John 1:14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For as Peter preached concerning Jesus in Acts chapter 3, verse 22, Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you." Jesus was and is that prophet of whom Moses foretold. Jesus is the chief prophet to whom all the other prophets pointed. As John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus in John 1, verse 15, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'" Jesus was anointed from on high to reveal the full counsel of God concerning our salvation and redemption. Matthew 11, verse 27, Jesus himself says, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Thus we find the revelation of Jesus Christ as the revelation of the Father. Jesus, as a prophet, speaks the word of God, reveals the full counsel of God. And while the redemptive purposes of God in Christ were alluded to and foreshadowed under the Old Covenant, it wasn't until the coming of Jesus and the New Covenant that the entirety of God's plan of salvation was made known. And Jesus, in his teaching, in his person, and in his work, is the one who made that plan known. Jesus is the chief prophet. In this, Jesus is the greatest of prophets, the chief prophet and teacher, we confess, for all that he has heard from the Father, he tells us in John 15:15, he has made known to us. We have heard the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, from Jesus himself. He who was anointed by the Father with the Spirit to bring us light and life, that we might glorify him now and evermore. Amen.